right, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Every night it's an adventure. It's a new adventure in pain, man. Finding out what we're coming out of the box with here. This is Falling in Reverse. Oh,
yeah, this is pretty intense.
Anyway, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Truth is our bitch. Funny is her very devoted sister, and we're here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment that knows what it's talking about. We have Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, who will be first up here tonight. The last time we spoke with Steve, he was filing a massive, as he called it at the time, a big fat, what was it, Margaret?
Well, he wanted to file a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, he didn't call it that, though.
I know he didn't call it that. He called it something that I found offensive, and I'm amazed that you don't remember.
Oh, I remember it was like a big fat slob?
No, he said he wanted to file a lawsuit that spread out, that was big and spread, and it was extremely pornographic, the imagery.
Well, not really, Miss Honey.
I know what he said. Now, he wanted to file a class action lawsuit.
He didn't say that.
No, I know he didn't say that, because he didn't know what he didn't know enough. He was dumb.
Yeah, but he's smarter now.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Stan.
What does that mean?
That's a Laurel and Hardy thing. Anyway, so Steve Bozell is with us, and he's not going to talk about that. He's going to talk about this Snapchat, which has been... Apparently, Snapchat was approached by Facebook, a $3 billion offer to buy their social media site. And have you heard of Snapchat? No, you have not.
I heard of Snapchat. Yes, I have.
Yeah, when I showed you the story.
No, I'd heard of it before.
And how did you hear about it?
Because I'm... Excuse me, Phil, but I'm a little bit better clued in and wired in than you.
No, it's you. You didn't know.
Yes, I would have known.
So, in other words, no, you didn't. All right, so...
I would have known. But don't ever say, I'll say for me what I want to say.
But you didn't know.
I'll say for me...
Watch it.
I don't like it when he does that.
All right, let her say for her what she wants to say.
She didn't know, though.
Okay, did you know?
No.
Good. See, you didn't know either.
I'll say for me what I want to say.
Okay, great. We got that figured out. So you'll speak for yourself.
And I'll speak... That shouldn't be anything that has to be...
Yeah, well, you know, General Shaw's out here, too. Do you want me to...
Oh, yeah. General Galen Shaw is going to be in here. And we're going to see how that'll work out. Come on in, General. I forgot all about... I didn't forget all about you, sir.
Well, it's all right, Phil.
And you sit down there and just relax. You don't have to be... you can say what you want when you want to say it, okay?
Well, it sounds good to me, and let me just say that I'm very appreciative of being on the program here this evening. And, Margaret, how are you?
General, I'm great. It's great to see you.
Hey, General Shaw. How you been?
Bud, I'm doing very... And, Robert, nice to see you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're all comfortable?
Yes, I'm watching the... now, what is on television here?
That's a show that we like to watch. That's Investigation Discovery.
Well, who's the girl with... her panties... Are those panties?
No, those are jean shorts. Okay, so you just watch that. We'll be talking here momentarily with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California about Snapchat. But before we do that, let me tell you about Snapchat. Have you heard of it? It is a social media network. It's a social media site that Facebook wanted to buy for $3 billion in cash.
Does that mean you did get...
No.
Well, it doesn't mean they walk up with cash, but it does mean that they will transfer the funds. There's no credit. There's no letter of, you know, there's not stock involved. This is a cash transaction, meaning their funds will wire from the Facebook account right into the Snapchat, whatever the hell.
Snapchat.
Right on the Snapchat. Right on the Snapchat chat box.
Yeah, right into their chat box.
Yeah, okay, great. Right into their chat box.
They're trying to be filthy. You don't hear that?
Yeah, Phil, can I say something?
Go ahead, General.
It sounds like they were trying to be filthy, yes.
No, I wasn't.
You were saying Snapchat box? Is that filthy?
It sounds that way to me, yes.
It does sound as if they were trying to slip one in.
No, I was not trying to slip. I said, you said Snapchat box.
Will you guys shut up? I don't even know what you're talking about, Snapchat box.
Box! That's what I meant to say.
No, but you see, it to me, it sounds filthy. It sounded as if they were trying to say something that is relative to a woman's anatomy.
Yes, that's... Thank you, General.
You're welcome.
Well, if that's the case, you guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves, all right?
I didn't do anything. Yes, you did.
Just because General Shaw said?
Hey, let me tell you something. When you say just because General Shaw said, yes, that's just... When I say it, you get it. If I get it, you'll get it.
Yes, sir.
Good. All right, so, when you get it...
When he gets it, I'll get it.
But when you get it, he'll get it.
Would you read the...
Yeah, okay, so Snapchat turned down more than $3 billion. This is a cash offer from Facebook. The popular photo messaging used by younger audiences amid growing signs of waning interest among teens in the world's largest social network. So there is interest that teens are leaving Facebook. And the reason that teens are leaving Facebook is because there's too many creeps my age that are messing around over there, and the kids are getting creeped out, and they're afraid that they're targets for all kinds of weird old people.
Well, you're not creeping kids out over there on purpose, are you, Phil?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, and I'm being extreme. What I'm saying is I don't think the kids are on that site anymore because there's too many older people on it. It's no longer, it doesn't have the cachet that it had once among young people.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? In other words, it's not cool enough? Let me tell you something, Phil.
Yeah, well, that's what you mean.
Hold on for a minute. Let me tell you. I'm not like Bobby Dooley. I'm not going to walk around and say I'm with it and I'm now. But my son, Jason J. Delmonico, can tell me anything. And I mean anything that may be on his mind. I said to him, I said, son, I'm your mother. I don't care what you're thinking about. It can be the most vile, disgusting, socially repugnant and repellent, antisocial, pathological, even psychopathic. Tell me your mother.
Okay.
Well, what are you... Look at the three of you.
Oh, my God. It looks as if all three of you are waiting for some kind of a juicy, dirty movie.
It really does, General, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
No, I mean, you were...
Yeah, you started to say it.
You started to say... It sounded like you were going to tell us something.
Well, what did I say?
I'm not going to tell... My son and I have an agreement. What is in the deep, dark recesses of, yes, his sometime befouled mind? I don't want to talk about it.
Well, Margaret,
Ms. Gray, is there something wrong?
No, it's all right.
Are you saying that Jason Judd...
Are you saying that you think it's funny? So you think it's funny that my son thinks about taking a knife to the eye?
Wow!
Nothing.
What did he say? Does he want to be like... A psycho killer and everything like that? Ow!
Don't you...
All right, boy, easy.
He's starting to tread on ground. He's going to get himself hurt.
Take it easy, bud.
I didn't do anything other than say... She said you want to take a knife to somebody.
I said that maybe.
Well, it does seem as if there's something bothering you, Miss Gray. Does your son in any way, shape, or form... Has he ever fantasized about wearing a mask made of human skin? Because that's what...
Well, no, that's what Ed Gein did, General, no.
Yes, because I... when I was a young man, I never did that. But I found myself going outside one day, and I had my mother's apron on. It was a kitchen apron, and I'm...
Go ahead.
Well, it's difficult to say, but I say this in all honesty because I was able to conquer these demons. But I went outside wearing my mother's kitchen's apron, and I remember doing a dance, almost a wild, my arms flailing in the moonlight.
Well, that's what Ed Gein did.
Gein did a moonlight dance.
No, yes, but with a woman's... This wasn't made out of human skin, it was an apron, you...
Yeah, but still...
Oh, not still anything.
I know you didn't kill anyone, General... And I know that you didn't, you know, commit any heinous acts, and it was just a regular apron, but going out and waving your arms in the moonlight, wearing your mother's apron, that didn't bother you?
It doesn't bother me. It's bothering you, I can tell. It didn't bother me. Didn't bother me at all.
Did it bother anybody else?
I could care less if it bothered anyone else.
Well, I guess that's something, but Jason J. Delmonico has no fantasies. No fantasies.
No fantasies.
No fantasies like those.
Well, I hope not.
Don't worry about it there, Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Shut up. All right, we're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show. Stephen Bozell is coming up, and he'll give us a little bit more and a little bit less and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, having to do with Snapchat and what that is all about. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
800-855-7445, 7449. I don't know. We'll let me double check and I'll get back to you on that.
Howdy.
And welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And,
well, now, isn't this just a cozy little campfire?
I like this song.
Is that a Yardbird?
It's the Yardbirds.
No, no, I didn't ask you that. I asked, is it a Yardbird? You know what a Yardbird is, don't you?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, then why...
That's a band called the Yardbirds. I don't know what a Yardbird is.
Yardbird is it's chicken that's tough to eat.
There you go. Bingo, right there. It's chicken that ordinarily you wouldn't even give to the dog. Of course, you don't want to give a pet chicken. You understand that, don't you?
No, I never give a cat chicken. No, and dogs, because they'll choke on the bone.
Yeah, there you go. What I do is, it's crude, so put your hands over your ears, Margaret, if you don't mind.
Well, General...
Just put your hands up. What I do is, I think of my wife, sometimes I'll say to Elise, don't choke on the bone, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
So anyway,
you can take your hands off your ears.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, I want to know what it was.
You talked about choking up.
You shut up.
What I was going to say is that the dog. I forget it.
You were telling us that a yard bird is tough chicken?
A yard bird, yes. If you go and you get a chicken dinner. Have you ever gone to a restaurant for a chicken dinner? Yes or no?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you guess?
It's not anything that I order in a restaurant. I don't go into a restaurant and go, let me have a chicken dinner. I mean, I may go to Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I might go to Popeyes or Colonel Sanders.
No, I don't mean Popeyes or Colonel Sanders. I'm very familiar with them. I'm talking about going into a restaurant, sitting down like a civilized man, and saying, you know, dish, give me your top shelf chicken dinner.
Give me your top shelf chicken dinner. No.
Your top shelf chicken dinner.
Does he do this?
He does, General. He loves to laugh at people. He loves to belittle people.
I'm not belittling you, General. I'm not belittling you, sir. Honest to God, it just sounds like a funny thing to say.
Well, have you ever gone into a chicken dinner? Have you gone into a restaurant to order a chicken dinner?
Yes, sir.
All right. If it comes out tough, you tell them you take that yard bird and force feed it to the guy that just cooked it. That's what we used to say in the Army.
Oh, I see. So Yardbird is just tough chicken.
Yardbird is a lousy chicken dinner. All right, well...
Don't leave, General. Come on.
No, it's all right.
Come on, General. We're always laughing at stuff and everything.
Well, you know, if I was working with you, Bud, I'd be laughing a lot, too. Just...
That's not nice.
That wasn't very nice, General.
Well, it wasn't nice of you to take my... I'm giving you input on a Yardbird.
Okay, good. A yard bird is a tough chicken. I thought a yard bird, to be honest with you, was a... I thought a yard bird was some guy that hopped freight trains, like a hobo.
A what?
No, you're thinking of some other... You're thinking of something... No.
Well, why would they call themselves the Yardbirds? Why would a band...
Because they... Maybe they had a bad chicken dinner. That's a very good point.
Maybe they had a bad chicken dinner and they went ahead and called themselves... All right.
You know, I can tell you want to laugh, but you don't dare laugh, and that's a good impulse that you have, Phil.
Thank you. On the line with me now from Corona, California, is our good friend Stephen Bozell, and he's talking to us about this Snapchat situation. Steve, you've got this lawsuit against talk radio, and now you want to take on Snapchat?
No, I don't want to take on Snapchat. All I'm saying... Mr. Henry is, I won't take on Snapchat at all, is what I'm trying to say is that Snapchat is obviously where the young people are going. It's where so many of them will go to share, and it's where, as an adult who wants to be in on the scene, because I've got two young people, I've got a son who is 11, my daughter's 14, and I want to be in on the scene and know the things that the kids are doing, and so I told my kids that I wanted to No, and I wanted to be on Snapchat because I don't want to go on there and hide and snoop. Okay.
Right.
So I told him, and my daughter said to me, "It would be nice, Dad, if you didn't, because we'd like to have at least one place where the kids can meet, you know, and the teens can meet, and everything is, you know, not going to have, you know, an adult hanging around." Because, and I said to her, "Honey, now you know that I would never be on there to do anything nasty." She said, "Oh, I know that, Dad, but it seems like it if you're hanging around." And
Let me ask you something. What is Snapchat? Is it is Snapchat like Instagram?
I don't know anything about it, but I imagine, I think you can you send messages to each other on a photo. So you know how people like to do text messaging and everything like this, or maybe even Twitter, I should say. Well, Snapchat is the same, as far as I can tell, is the same way. But I don't really know, because there's no team that will tell me about it.
Well, why don't you just go to Snapchat and get an account?
Well, I would do that, but it's difficult to navigate. You know, you got to go and you have to sign up for an account. You have to get a login name, and you've got to go and get a password. And
yeah, that's easy enough.
Well, it's easy enough, but you need an email address, and I've already got email for Instagram. I got email for Twitter. I got email for Facebook. I had email for MySpace, and it's getting to the point now where, you know, I'm leaving too big of an internet footprint as it is. And there's nothing that I'm doing that I would be ashamed of. There's nothing I'm doing that's illegal. But I want to be able to tell my kids that I'm going to be on Snapchat. And
are you looking for them to help you to log in?
No, I can figure that out. But, you know, I don't want to. My kids have said, "I don't want you on Snapchat, Dad." And I'm going to go ahead and get on there anyway. And now I'll just look like a dirty, you know, like a dirty, and I won't say a dirty old man, but, you know, because of the incident that I talked to you guys about a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, he didn't want to talk about that little teen, the teen dance?
The teen, oh, you mean the little tiny four-year-olds?
Yeah, they had kids that were going into the school there dressed up in, not four-year-olds, they were like the 10, 11, 12-year-old girls were dressed up in dance outfits, and that was the time I told you I was leaning over, looking in and going, you know, I mean, where do they get off dressing them like that? And everybody thought I was a perv. So now if I want to go on Snapchat, they think I'm some kind of a pervert.
You know, I got to tell you something, Steve. That was a really scary moment for me, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Steve, you recognize that you walked right up to the line and almost crossed it.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. And here's the thing. Now you're telling me you want to go on Snapchat because the kids are there, and why? If they don't want you there, then they don't want you there. And look, I understand as a parent you need to be mindful of what your kids are into. By the same token, there's got to be a way that you can do that without being intrusive, you know?
Well, I don't want my kids to know that I'm not creepy, and they can, you know, talk stuff around me.
Well, if they don't want to, they don't want to, you know? And,
look, Margaret, I should say, Margaret, that's me. Bobby Dooley is the one who says that she's with it all the time.
Yeah, you want to be too, though.
Would you shut up? Would you shut him up?
No, he wants to.
No, I don't want to be. I want to know what my son is doing. And I think I am naturally with it, if you want to use that phrase. But I'm not running around with a big billboard saying, "Look how cool I am as a parent." And I don't think you should do that either, Steve. I think it makes you look ghoulish. I think it makes you look very, I don't know, like a man walking down the street with a plastic bag. What's in the bag, you know? Have you ever seen a man walking down the street with a plastic bag and there may be a hand sticking out of it? Well, I haven't either. But,
look,
what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm saying, have you seen a man go down the street with a plastic bag?
Phil, may I?
General, go ahead.
I understand what Margaret's saying. I've seen the phenomenon of a man going down the street with a bag when I was in the Middle East. Now, here in the United States, it's another thing entirely. If I saw that, I would want to run him over.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any. I think what she's saying is true.
All right, hold the line here, Steve. We're talking about 55 different things here, as far as I can tell, man. That's what it sounds like to me. We're talking here with Stephen Bozell.
What do you mean 55 different things?
A guy going down the street with a bag. What are you talking about? He's talking about wanting to go on Snapchat, and he wants to be cool, and he wants to hang with his kids, and he wants to hang with his, son, and he doesn't want to be a creep, and he wants the kids to believe that he's all right. There's nothing to be nervous about. Okay?
Yes, but he was the one that was saying that he's leaning over in his truck checking out the 10-year-olds.
He wasn't, yes. Well, okay, yeah, but that was weird.
Yes, you better believe it was.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. On the line with us, Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, as we talk about a new teen social media site that, I say teen, it's one that the younger people are using. It's called Snapchat. It is a messaging service, or a messaging social media service that, and I'm hearing a...
Yeah, he said he was going to take a...
Well, I'm sorry, General?
Mr. Bozell, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Phil Henry, I just told him you're taking a bath. Is that right?
Yeah, Phil, I thought I'd get into it. I wanted to get into a tub because it's been one of those days.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Yes, I was speaking with Mr. Bozell off the air, and he assured me that he would continue speaking with you, but he did want to soak.
Yeah, and we got into a big argument about this. Remember, you didn't draw the bath or bath.
No, I know. I didn't draw it. I poured it in. I can only draw it if I have a servant.
All right, let's not get into that discussion.
Well, okay, but you didn't pour it in.
I mean, I filled it up.
Okay, I don't want to get into that discussion.
I'm sorry.
So Snapchat, just to get everybody up to speed on this, Snapchat was offered $3 billion by Facebook. And why? Facebook has lost, according to their own research, they have lost quite a few of their younger users. They've lost a lot of young teenage users. And whether that is a flight of teens from Facebook, or they're not replacing the teens that have now gotten older and are now adults with new teens coming in, or I don't know what that is. But you, Steve, want to go on Snapchat, but your kids have asked you not to.
Yeah, my kids have said, well, hey, Dad, if you're on Snapchat and you have in the past been looking at girls in leotards who was young, and I said, well, that was all a big misunderstanding. And my daughter said, okay, but you're going to have to just stay away.
Why do you have to do what your daughter says?
Because my daughter will go to CK Corona. She'll go to the administration of the school, and I get called on the carpet.
Yeah, this is a school where...
Hold on for a minute. Say that again, please.
Yeah, I'll tell you, General. It's a school...
Let me tell him.
I'll do it. I'm the host of the show, okay? It's a school...
No, but I'm the father, all right?
Go ahead.
I'll do it. It's a school, CK Corona.
I'll do it.
Never mind. I don't give a sweet Jesus. All I'm trying to find out is what the school is telling you to go down there, and they call you on the carpet.
Yes, sir. They call me on the carpet, and they tell me that you have certain political opinions, you have certain ideas that are not, that don't, go along with the things that we believe. And, there was a band practice that was happening, and some of the little girls had their leotards on, and they were going into the gym to practice, and I stopped, I slowed the truck up and leaned over, and I said something along the lines of, God, GD, check it out, and then I sped out of the parking lot. That's all it did.
That's pretty creepy, man,
Well, all right, I'm sorry, but I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't going to do nothing,
How old were these girls?
They were, they weren't 18, but they were close, and I know they weren't that close, no, but they were...
They were like 13 or 14, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why your kids would rather you just stay off of Snapchat, all right? That's why.
Oh, and you get to?
I get to what?
Do you get to go on Snapchat?
Well, before you answer that question, Phil, let me ask, would I be able to go on Snapchat? Because I only have grandchildren, all of my kids are grown, they're adults... I have two sons. Both of them are fathers. And I'm a grandfather. And I'm well past the age of caring. I don't care about anything having to do with anyone other than the future of our country and, of course, the defense of our country. But I don't care about teenage trends. I don't care about adult trends. I don't care about baseball. I don't care about people all that much. I'm just interested in seeing how they can wreck their lives slowly. And I don't mean that in an insulting way.
What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to... Are you listening to what I'm saying?
We're listening, but I'm not...
I don't get it either.
Yeah, General, you're saying that you go your own way.
There you go, Bud. Thank you. Bud Dickman, to the rescue. I go my own way, and I don't care how other people think, how they act. They can die, all of them. Die slowly, bleed out on the pavement. That's what I think of the human race. But I care deeply about my country and its defense.
All right, well, okay, I can relate to that. You know.
Well, I can't relate to that. But anyway...
No, I understand where you're coming from, General. You are a man who, you love to read, you love to garden. You'll go on Snapchat, but fall asleep.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Okay, great. So why would you want to go on Snapchat?
Because the rest of you perverts can't seem to get it together enough.
I'm not a pervert, okay?
Well, what am I hearing here?
It's Bozell that said that he was... Bozell was the guy that had the issue with the girls in the leotards.
Yeah, I'm not a pervert either.
Well, all I heard here the last 15 minutes was some guy slowing it up and bird-dogging some 12-year-old in a leotard, and I said to myself, this is nothing for General Galen Shaw. I would just as soon sit and have a box of graham crackers, I love the or the Ritz, or the vanilla wafers, and read my magazines, you know.
Well, but we have some vanilla wafers out there, General, because we knew you liked them.
Can I go out and sit out there?
Yeah, you go ahead, General, if you want.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, he's going to go get the vanilla wafers.
Well, that's fantastic. He's going to go get his vanilla wafers.
Well, no, don't be cruel to the old man, you know.
I'm not being cruel to anybody, you know. It's, whatever. I mean, is he listening to what we're saying here?
He's listening, Phil, but a lot of it is just... It's boring, you know. It's really boring to an old man. It's pretty much boring me right now.
Well, all right, so let's get to the bottom line before we bore Margaret to tears, too. You can go out and have some vanilla wafers with the General.
Maybe I will.
Well, that's fine. Go right ahead. I don't care.
Can I go, too?
No. So what's the bottom line here, Steve?
Well, the bottom line is that what I'm going to try to do is talk to my kids and ask them, would it be all right? Hold on, I want to warm it up a little bit. It's so cold. Yeah. I'm sorry, Phil. What were you saying?
What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line on Snapchat?
On Snapchat?
Yes.
Yeah. Put in some of the bath salts too. My wife's in here, April, and then the bubble. I'm sorry, Miss Jenner. I don't mean to say nothing weird, but could you put the bubble bath in?
Bubble bath.
Shut up. You know, Mr. Dickman, I believe you were the one that told me that you enjoyed the bubble bath, too.
No, I said my girlfriend did, and I when I'm sitting in a bubble bath with her...
What do you mean, a bubble bath? I'm talking about a bubble bath.
Yeah, no, I don't go in a bubble bath.
What do you go into?
It goes in a bubble bath.
What's a bubble bath?
It's bubble.
Bubble is some new kind of aromatherapy. Are they sort of bath salts?
Yeah.
Bevel bath? I never heard of that.
Well, now you have.
Well, it's just his way of trying to get around saying he's in a bubble bath. Does it bubble up?
No.
You're a liar, man. I know for a fact...
Will you guys get off the bevel and bubble bath?
You see, this is why I didn't want to sit in there, Mr. Henry. But I'll come back in because I've got the vanilla wafers now.
All right. You can, General, you're welcome to sit here.
I was getting a little creeped out by a lot of you weirdos talking about, you know.
I never said anything about liking a kid in a leotard. Never, ever, ever. That's this guy here on the phone.
And what is the splashing I'm hearing?
I told you, General. I'm taking a bath.
Oh, that's right. Well, now the idea of you taking a bath after scoping out a 12-year-old in a leotard... Now I'm bothered by that.
Can we get off that, please? And I'm going to tell you something else, Steve. If that's the case with you, and that's still going on, you ought to get yourself into a psychiatrist.
Look, I didn't even know they were 12. They looked a little older, and I ain't been back to the school since, okay? Does that make you happy?
I think that's a start.
What's that?
I said I think that's a start.
Well.
Yeah. Now, as far as Snapchat goes, you on Snapchat, not a good idea, my man, because look, everything... Ouch. I just did. Everything that happens on Snapchat, obviously, is something that kids are going to be...
I just want to get a little bit more hot water in here.
If you go on...
What's that? Hold on. I'm just fooling around here. Hey, yeah, have you ever heard of a bevel bass, honey? Bevel bass? Do we have any? I'm going to get some of that, Dickman.
Yeah, you can go get a bevel bath if you want.
I'm going to get some now. You got bevel? Yeah, put it in here. I want to see what it's like. Oh, that smells gay.
Yeah, it's for girls, you idiot.
Well, then how come you said you sat in it?
Because I was sitting in it with my girlfriend.
Okay, you guys done? As far as the Snapchat goes, I would suggest you stay the hell off of it. I would suggest all adults stay off of Snapchat from the standpoint of being intrusive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Phil, you've got a good point there. The kids don't want to think so that some dirty, smelly old man or lady is nosing in on their territory. And so the best thing to do is to let the kids be on the Snapchat. Otherwise, you know what it'll be called? It'll be called Snoop Chat. Huh? What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway, stay off of Snapchat. If you want to know what the kids are doing there, you're going to have to get an account and be a little less intrusive. But I think trying to be hip and cool and hanging with the kids.
Well, I do the best I can. I work very, very hard. I try to put in an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. I come home.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Look, you know...
All right, that was great.
Well, you said that it was all right if he took a bath.
I didn't say that. The general did.
I gave the green light. I apologize if I overstepped my bounds.
No, you didn't overstep anything, General, but Mr. Bozell is already playing with only about 50 or 51 cards, you know, so every time we give him another opportunity to be weird...
Yeah, he goes whole hog.
Yeah, oh, he goes whole hog, all right. Now, have you figured out...
Yeah, I figured out when you talk about a yard bird... And it's a tough chicken. Is that?
Well, what is that supposed to be?
It's a chicken.
All right, so you got a chicken sound effect. What does that mean?
He's trying to be a smartass.
Well, you're trying to be a smartass. I told you a yard bird is not... First of all, a yard bird's not alive. It's dead. It's on a plate. And you can barely eat it. A yard bird...
We know, General. It's a tough chicken dinner.
Well, then why is that one walking around?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it ain't funny, bud, because if it's a tough chicken dinner, it'd be dead.
It would be, thank you, Phil, it would be dead.
What's that sound like?
It doesn't sound like anything. This is a yard bird. You hear that?
No.
There you go.
All right, that's the sound of a chicken dinner. sorry. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com where you can get a backstage pass. And tonight on the Phil Henry Show, when we say the secret word, you have to be the first one to write it in the comment box there on our homepage where we say where to write it. And you have to write the secret word. You could win a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. If we're not on in your market, if you happen to be listening to us via the Internet, if you're watching us on Phil TV in HD and you'd like to hear us on the radio, then you have to call up the brilliant and, I'm sure, just misguided people that program the talk radio station in your town and say, thank you very much. We really do appreciate you giving us version number 873,000 of the anti-Obama conservative talk radio Tea Party thing. That's fantastic. I didn't know that there are that many versions of How Much Obama Sucks. But could you possibly put something on that maybe is funny? Or the least bit entertaining or something that goes somewhere other than where we think all this stuff is going? We would really like that, Mr. Program Director, General Manager, owner of radio station, owner of, or just write Clear Channel. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Just write one letter to Clear Channel for all 9 million stations. I'm kidding around. It's a bit of an editorial comment. I mean no harm.
You're saying something that's very true. I wish you had the courage to back that by saying, I really believe this.
Margaret, there's no sense in we pick our battles, you know? The world is the way the world is. Am I going to sit here and bitch and bellyache that the sun comes up in the east?
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm just what I said. Am I going to sit and bitch and bellyache that the sun comes up in the east? Can I change it? Is it gonna be coming up in the west anytime soon?
Well, why would you want it to come up in the west?
Maybe I want to see the sun rise in the west. Maybe instead of seeing the sun go down over the ocean, as I've been seeing my whole life, I'd like to see it come up over the ocean, like they see in Florida.
Yeah, then they'd see it go down in Florida.
Right.
They're always seeing it going down in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You know, that reminds me of when we lived in Hawaii, and I was at Schofield Barracks, and I was a young man at the time. I was a young kangaroo. Every time I say captain, I want to say kangaroo, and it's because I'm a grandfather, and I've been telling my grandkids when I was young we'd watch the kangaroo. But I was a young captain. Why do I want to say kangaroo?
I don't know. It's just, you were a young captain.
Yes, I was a young captain. I was a young captain kangaroo. That's ridiculous.
That's not in the army.
No, it's not in the army. You're right. At any event, I was at Schofield Barracks, and my wife would say, well, you know, because we come from the Midwest, she said, I've never seen the sun come up over the water. And I said, well, darling, when we were young, I said, let's go out. And we went over here to, when we lived on Oahu, we went over to Kalea Beach. I forget what it was. It was a bay or a beach. It looked like a beach, but they also said it was a bay. You know, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, what do you make of that?
I don't know, General. I guess it was both, you know.
Well, excuse me for asking boy, look at him.
Phil, be polite.
Excuse me for asking a couple of questions.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to insult you. I suppose it was a bay, a beach on a bay.
A beach? All right. I'll accept that. So I said, and it was one morning, I said, well, there's the sun coming up. She said, on second thought, I think I'd like to see it go down over the water. And she looked depressed, coming from Bloomington, Bloomington, Minnesota, as my wife comes from Bloomington, Minnesota. And I, myself... Come, I forget where I'm from. That will always bedevil me.
You forget where you're from.
Yes, yeah, don't make a big deal out of it because it'll come back to me soon. It was a shrapnel, and in any event, I said all right, and that night I took her to the other side of the island and we watched the sun go down.
Oh, that's, and she didn't know?
No, she didn't. She had no idea that we could do both things, you see.
But living in Hawaii...
Well, living on an island.
Yes, you can. You can actually go...
How does that work?
You can go from one side of the island to the other, and you can see the sun coming up over the ocean or going down over the ocean. It depends on which side of the island you're on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't get it, but if you're satisfied...
Yeah, I'm satisfied, bud. I know it's pretty heavy, man. I'll get back to you on that, but thank you for having faith in me that I can explain that.
Yeah.
All right. So in any event...
Could you please... delve into that story a little bit more.
I will. Just for those of us, and I would be included in this group of people.
You trying to stuff a belch, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, it sounded like you were stuffing a belch there, Phil.
Yes, I was. Yes. Is that okay? Is everybody... You see, for those of you just tuning in, every time somebody belches around here, you got to either know about it, you got to know if they're stuffing it, are they actually belching, who did it, why are they doing it. On this show, belches are a major component of the expression of the radio show.
And he means that for me, General. That's a slam on me, because I refuse to stifle a belch and shred my esophagus.
Well, I can understand. The esophagus is an important component, you know, Phil?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, see how he blows it off?
No.
All right, hold on. Facebook has dangled more than $3 billion in cash to woo Snapchat. Now, the Los Angeles-based company, founded by 23-year-old Evan Spiegel, recently turned down the offer because it's currently being courted by multiple investors, according to a source familiar with the matter. The 2-year-old Snapchat has been approached with offers including an investment from China's Tencent Holdings. Tencent Holdings. Would you want to go with a company called Tencent Holdings?
Yeah, but that's Chinese talk.
Oh.
It could be Chinese. Tencent may be Chinese for multi-billion dollar or something.
Well, that's a good point. Or it could be Tencent. Anyway, that would value the startup at $4 billion. Snapchat's mobile app allows people to send text and photos that disappear in what has been hailed as all the rage in a next wave of private social sharing. We don't comment on rumors and speculation, said Facebook spokeswoman Denise Horn. Why do I know that name, Denise Horn?
Didn't she used to do your wife's hair?
She did.
You're kidding.
No, I'm kidding. Do my wife's hair. Anyway, I'm not married anymore.
Oh, you're not mad, that's right, but you've been going to lunch with Maria. That's what we've been getting the word. We've been getting it on, well, not on Snapchat, but on some of the, well, not even on social media. We've been...
Well, I drove by.
Yeah, you've been spying on me.
Not spy. Phil, your life isn't that interesting. Trust me when I tell you.
Okay, great. So anyway, Snapchat, I was trying to read it, but to hell with it. It's going to be worth $4 billion. They don't need Facebook's lousy $3 billion. They're going to get $4 billion from China's Tencent Holdings. How do you like that? Tencent Holdings, man.
You know, the Chinese are trying to be funny. You understand that, don't you?
In what way?
Well, they're sticking it right up our nose. They're saying, you know, hey, America, you got my Tencent Holdings. How do you feel about that? Go ahead. We'll dangle that in front of you and see if you can wrap your... Well, never mind.
Yeah. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445.
You were going to say wrap your...
Never mind what he was going to say.